Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi guys, welcome back to... Today we're making fudge.
That's right, millionaire's fudge. So this is done in three stages. So this first stage is making the shortbread. So for the shortbread, we need to have the oven set at 180 degrees Celsius or gas mark...
Repeat, gas mark 4 or 180 degrees.
That's right, for an electric oven. And we need an 8-inch square sandwich tin, a baking tin. And we've greased that and lined it on the bottom with greaseproof paper. That just makes it easier to lift the shortbread out once it's cooked. So the ingredients for the shortbread are 250 grams of plain flour, which we've prepared, but we'll just check.
245 grams.
So we just need a little bit more.
I thought that was over.
255 grams.
And we now need to take a bit out.
250 grams.
So we've got our 250 grams.
Just on the dot.
And we're putting that into a mixing bowl.
Yes. And now
we need 75 grams of caster sugar.
70 grams.
So we need a little bit more caster sugar.
For the kids who are listening to this.
So 75 grams of caster sugar going into the mixing bowl with the flour. And then we need 175 grams of butter, which is softened.
Or margarine.
Or not melted, but...
180 grams.
So we've got a little bit too much in there. So we'll just take a little piece
175 grams.
So we've got 175 grams of butter. So that's all in the mixing bowl now. So now we need to rub the butter into the flour and the sugar to make a breadcrumb textured mixture.
Yeah, it should look like many little gritty crumbs.
Yeah, that's right. So we use the fingertips, not the palm of our hands, because that's quite warm. So the fingertips are the coolest part of the hand. So we're just mixing that until it looks like breadcrumbs.
And feels like it.
Pause. Are you going to pause it?
Yeah, go.
So once you've got the breadcrumb mixture, we then need to bring it all together into a dough ball. So you can do that by just gathering it all together and squishing it together. So what's this looking like now, Freddie? Is it coming together nicely?
Yeah.
So it looks like a ball. And we've got all the flour.
It looks like a little planet.
Planet? Okay. We're not building solar system.
No.
And then we're just going to squash that into the tin. We need to make sure it goes right to the edges. So you can just use your fingers to gently ease it down into the edges. So it's nice and even as well. So just kneading it as you go, squashing it to the edges, pushing it along, trying not to tear it too much, and just make sure that there's not too many lumps and bumps. How's that looking, Freddie?
That looks like a desert.
Like a desert, does it? It is. Is it a sandy coloured, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's like a light...
If it doesn't look like a desert in the pan, you've done something wrong.
Right, so we want in a desert texture, desert looking shortbread.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't, if it has turned any other colour from sand, any colour, you've definitely done something wrong.
Yes. Right, so now we need to place that into the oven. So once you've got that level and even across the tin, we need to put that into the oven for 20 minutes, and then once 20 minutes is up, we'll be back.
Bye!
Right, so now that we've taken the shortbread out of the oven, we've left that to cool on a cooling rack, and we flip that out very gently on upside down using flat surface, and flipped it over onto the cooling tray so that the greaseproof paper's facing up, and then flipped it back so that we can then line the tin with cling film. So we've got a generous amount of cling film, enough to cover across the tin and pushing down into the edges, and then turning the tin 90 degrees and going the other way. So there's a double layer of cling film there, making sure that all edges are covered with cling film. And once the shortbread's cooled, we've then placed the cooled shortbread square back into the tin on top of the cling film, mm-hmm. and then we're ready for the next stage. So okay. The next stage is to make the caramel sauce. So
you can buy it from the shop, or literally just make it yourself, like we are.
You can, but so to make it yourself, you need 100 grams of butter.
100 grams.
Exactly 100 grams.
And then 100 grams of muscarado sugar, which is a brown sugar.
Very much brown sugar.
95 grams.
So we just add a little bit more. Once you've got your 100 grams and the butter, 100 grams of butter,
105 grams.
You also need 2 tins of condensed milk. So the cans we've used were 395 grams weight. So you need 2 of those. And we're going
how much was it?
So it's around just under 800 gram tin weight of condensed milk. So we're placing the butter into a saucepan over a hot ring. And we're going to melt the butter and add in the sugar when that's melted. You can hear that sizzling there, it's melting the butter.
That
once that's all melted,
that sugar is really smelly. It's a nice smell.
So it's a brown sugar, so it's slightly thicker and heavier than normal caster sugar. Yeah. So once that's melted, we're going to add in the sugar, making sure that we don't
burn ourselves.
And once that's mixed in, we're then going to add in the condensed milk, which is quite thick, but we put it into a dish first from the cans. It's easier to transfer to the saucepan. So add all that into the butter and sugar. And once all that's in, we can stir that in. And is that looking like caramel ready?
Yeah.
It's thickening up and just mixing it in gently.
It's also a weird smell. Well, I was getting a weird smell from it.
So the sugar burns when it's hot, so we need to be very careful. So we're just stirring it gently, make sure it's all mixed in together. All the butter's melted and all the sugar's blended in. And that's your caramel sauce. And then we need to pour that on top of the shortbread.
Guys, I know it's called Millionaire's Fudge, but it's not really for millionaires. It's just for £2 as.
Right, so careful as you, I don't want to catch you. So we're just going to spoon that into the tray with the shortbread. And we leave that to set.
Are we going to pour? We're back to do the final bit of the session.
So, to finish off our Millionaire's Fudge, we need to do the chocolate layer on the top. So we've got 200 grams of milk chocolate. So the caramel sauce is now set on top of the shortbread base in the square tin. And we've left that for a good 40 minutes to allow it to cool and set properly, because if we pour the melted chocolate on top of the caramel sauce when it's not set, it will just all mingle in together.
So, and that would be a very big mess.
It would. So we need to make sure that the caramel sauce is properly cooled and set. So to melt the chocolate, we have a saucepan of boiling water with a metal bowl over the top. And we've weighed out the chocolate and broken it into the small pieces. And we're going to pour that into the bowl over the boiling water. And we've got a silicone spatula, so we're just going to move that around until it's all melted. Just being careful with the heat.
Yeah, because you don't want to burn yourself.
So I'm just using a cloth to hold the edge of the dish, the bowls, to stop it jiggling around.
I'll pass it over to you, Mum.
Thank you. So that chocolate's now melting. So once the chocolate's all melted and you can't feel any lumps, we can then pour that into the square tin on top of the caramel. So with a spatula, we're just scraping all that to the edge and pouring.
And remember, kids, if you ask the mum or the dad, or whoever is looking after you at this time, ask them if you can lick the spoon in the bowl.
That's the best bit, is it, Freddie?
Yes, definitely the best bit. 10 out of 10.
So we're getting as much chocolate out as we can, not so that Freddie can't lick it, but just so that we've got a good covering. And then with the spatula, just smooth it around to the edges.
And remember to lick the spatula.
When we're finished.
Yes.
When we're all done. So the chocolate, is that going right to the edges, Freddie?
Yeah, that is. That is good.
Is that looking good?
Yeah, that looks lovely.
So the cling film helps. If you lift the edges of the cling film that we put into the base of the tin.
Back when we did
so the... When you've got some good excess, just lift that round the edges just to ensure that the chocolate doesn't leak out if it's getting close to the top. So we're just about covered. Make sure we've got all that. So that's it really. And then once you've got all the chocolate in and right to the edges, you can then leave that to cool
and
set.
While they're waiting for it to cool and set, lick it.
Lick the bowl out.
Yeah, and the spoon.
And do the washing up. So once that's cooled and a bit cooler, you can then place that in the fridge to set properly. And then you can lift it out gently with the cling film and cut and eat and enjoy.
Yes,
so that's it for today.
Bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk. vitalk.co.uk.